Chapter 16, A Picnic in Whistler, Tuesday, August 2nd, 1988. Lydia and I went out together because we were going to spend the day with one of her cousins. We picked him up and drove to Whistler, a little town located on the mountains, 2 hours north from Vancouver. Once there, we went to some stores and the supermarket to buy some food for the picnic. There was a mime artist performing in an open area. We stopped to see his show, and a few minutes later, we walked away. On the road, we saw a young man asking for a ride. He was from South America. Lydia asked us to speak in Spanish, which was a good idea for me since I had been speaking only English recently. He told us that he had been living in Canada for many years. He was working in a restaurant and was doing fine. Later, we took a ramp so that he could get off, and we continued driving to the right place to have a picnic. There, they had some benches and grills, like in La Marquesa in Mexico. We decided to stay exactly in front of the lake. It was big enough, so we took the things out of the car. We watched the lake, talked, and prepared some sandwiches. I was stuffed, so I decided to take a nap. In the meantime, Lydia and her cousin went for a walk around the lake. I slept for 40 minutes. I knew that when I checked the time. When they came back, they asked me how I could fall asleep. It is common to take a nap in Mexico, I said. In some states of my country, people take naps at different times. Naturally, not everybody does it because it depends on each person's daily activities. They said that it was not uncommon for people to take a nap in many other countries. They seemed to be very surprised. We took some pictures and enjoyed the place. The view was gorgeous. The mountains covered by snow looked magnificent. I did not want to miss that beautiful view. When we were about to arrive at Vancouver, Lydia's cousin suggested that we should go to the Seymour Mountains, the highest in the city, to see the sunset. It was almost 8 o'clock. So the sun was going to go down soon. The sunset was picturesque. Unfortunately, there were so many mosquitoes that it was impossible to stay there for long. When we arrived at Lydia's house, we conversed for a while. She suggested that I should start my trip to Vancouver Island the next day. It was the second trip we had planned during my stay in Canada. I packed what I needed for the trip. First of all, my camera. I was not going to leave it this time. My papers, such as my passport and ID card, and money.